something that we, that we could do as of now to have a vote on this? Is it possible to have a vote on it now?
I believe it's got to be in writing, so I think it would have had to have been something that came on a communication to be voted on tonight. I think it to vote on something, it's got to be in writing. I didn't understand that you were looking for a vote. I thought you were merely seeking to get expressions of encouragement to have the mayor take a certain action. But I believe you would need something in writing to vote on.
I had sent a formal memo to the mayor and council probably about 3-4 days ago, and probably about an hour and a half before the council meeting, I got the letter from the mayor saying he wasn't in support of it. So it kind of put me in a bind, and I'm not sure. Listen, if it's not the will of council to help out the downtown businesses, I understand. But if it's something that we could do now, in accept the letter that I sent to council a few days ago as the written declaration, I don't know. I just I think during these the next 2 weeks before we meet again are crucial time when there's going to be a lot of people walking around the downtown historic district shopping. I hope, but I'll leave it up to the rest of council on whether they want to. I would like to have this discussed and possibly passed tonight, or just have a show of unity on council to ask the mayor to suspend the open container. The governor controls, the LCB controls the inside of it. They are allowed, according to the LCB right now, to sell alcohol for the customers to take home in their car with them. I think it'd be, if they're allowed to do that, I don't see why we wouldn't allow people to responsibly walk around the downtown historic district with a beverage, and that could possibly help the restaurants with sales. So I don't know if there needs to be a second or any other discussion on it, but if there isn't, I will take it as, that you're not interested. So, but I would ask for consideration, not for me, but for the business owners. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. I think everyone, I know everyone on council supports our downtowns and our small business owners. If there's anything that we can do to help those businesses survive a very challenging time, I think we would do that. Obviously, there's some question about the legality. Based on the memo that we received at 10 a.m. this morning from the administration, the administration solicitor, I'm sure, weighed in on the possibility of whether that's happening. So it's an option of changing our ordinance that would require a written change and a motion and a second. And that's not something that to change an ordinance we can do under new business in one evening. But I think it's important to hear from the administration about how something like this could change and what the process would be based on a legal perspective, not just what the will of council would be. If there's anything that we can do to snap our fingers to support our downtowns, you have my support with that. But there are legal issues at hand here. So I think Mr. Donches would like to weigh in.
Mr. President, I think you said exactly what Mr. Lisa and I discussed. I mean, we're concerned. First of all, let me be very clear. I think along with my administration, have done everything possible to help the small businesses and the restaurants on the north side and the south side with the parklets and planters, with the support of City Council. And with CDBG money and the county money, we've done everything possible to assist them. On this issue, there's reservations about legalities and precedent, and Music Fest is a little different time. There's use permits, et cetera, and that's the reason for the memo.
Mr. Collins?
Mayor, I would just ask that you reach out to the DBA. I know that we have multiple events outside of Music Fest. We have Celtic Fest. We have Harvest Fest. We've had Italian Fest. We've had numerous festivals up there. where it was where it is permissible to have an open container on the main street and also in the Broad Street area. I think a few years ago they also had a beef cook-off on Broad Street where it was closed down and an open container was allowed. I don't know the legalities as Mr. Leeson does, and I'm sure I take his word on it, but I would appreciate it if you could reach out to the DBA and possibly Mr. Leeson and find out the quickest way that we could possibly get this done. I mean, I'm going to assume from everybody else not making any negative comments about it that everybody's in favor of it. If that's not true, I apologize. But, if there's anything that we can do in the next couple of days, this is the busy time of the year where they generally make their profit for the year. And now they're going to be making nothing. And I would appreciate it if you could reach out to the DBA and the restaurant owners and the business owners to see what we could do to fast track this, if possible. Thank you for your consideration.
Is there any other new business, Ms. Ramsey-Smith?